Hi friends, welcome to CurseBreak.com. This is Pastor Friend the Press, and today I'm going to be praying for those battling with anger. If you're battling anger, violence, hatred, rage, I want to stand in prayer with you today, believing God for your breakthrough. Amen. I know very well what it is to be overtaken by the spirit of anger, because more than 20 years ago, the Lord delivered me from the spirit of anger. I was, as a young man, I was overpowered by the spirit of anger, violence, and hatred. It was something that the enemy had a hold on my life, and I could not shake that thing off until I got delivered. And so if you're battling this area, guess what? It's God's will to set you free and to deliver you the same way He delivered me. Amen. Before I pray for you today, I would like to read a passage of scripture that is found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 26 and 27. The word of God declares, "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry." Verse 27. "And do not give the devil a foothold." Amen. We know that anger is a foothold to the devil. I know that very well, because I got in trouble many times because of anger. Amen. In high school, in college, I got in trouble many times because of anger. So thank God that God delivered me. And the same way He delivered me, He can deliver you today. Amen. Praise God. And so I'm going to pray for you in agreement with you for your deliverance, in agreement with you, asking the Lord to set you free. If you want to be set free today, okay, from the spirit of anger, violence, and rage, you have to let it go. You have to surrender to God. You have to say, "God, I'm willing to let it go, this anger." Some of you, you're battling so much in this area that this thing so overtake you, and you punch walls, you get in fights, and your life's just going from bad to worse because of anger. And I want to pray for you. Some of you lost friends, you lost relationships, you lost job because of anger. So I want to stand in agreement with you, asking the Lord to break the power of anger, to uproot the spirit of anger from your life today in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you according to Matthew 18:19. I'm going to be in agreement with you. I'm going to pray a deliverance prayer for you, but also I'm going to pray a prayer of agreement. I'm going to be in agreement for the Lord to deliver you and to set you free. The word of God says this in Matthew 18:19. "Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven." So I'm going to be praying for you, and I'll be in agreement with you for your deliverance in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. And so I'm going to lead you into a prayer of repentance. You're going to repent. One thing that we know, according to Galatians 5:19 through 21, actually we see that anger is one of the work of the flesh. It's one of the works of the flesh, and it's not a gift of God. You know, anger does not come from God. Amen. And so we're going to pray, and we're going to ask the Lord to deliver you. And so I would like to ask you to repeat this prayer with me. I'm going to lead you into a brief prayer. You're going to renounce anger. You're going to renounce violence. You're going to renounce rage and hatred in Jesus' name. Amen. And then after that, I'm going to pray a deliverance prayer for you in Jesus' name. Amen. So close your eyes. If it's possible, get on your knees as a sign of humbling yourself before the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Just repeat this. Say, "Lord Jesus, I come before you in agreement with Brother Fernando. Lord Jesus, I ask you that you deliver me from the spirit of anger, violence, rage, and hatred. Lord Jesus, I renounce the work of the flesh. Lord Jesus, set me free. Break the power of anger and set me free for the glory of your name. Fill me up with the Holy Spirit, with the fruit of the Spirit, in your precious name. Amen. Amen. So now, just keep the way you are. Just, you know, if you're on your knees, just stay on your knees and let me pray for you. And let's just agree in Jesus' name for your breakthrough. Let me pray for you. Now, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I want to thank you so much for my dear brother, my dear sister, Lord, listening to this prayer right now. Lord, I'm praying right now in Jesus' mighty name for this man, this woman, this brother, this sister, Lord, that is in need of freedom, Lord, from anger, violence, and hatred. I command, Lord, the spirit of anger, the spirit of violence and hatred, Lord, that has overtaken this man, this woman, I say, back! In Jesus' name, I command the spirit of anger, Lord, whatever spirit, Father, that operates through the spirit of anger, every area in their lives, Father, they are overtaken, Lord, by the spirit, Lord, whatever door that this enemy have found, Lord, its way into their lives, Lord, we command the door to be shut, we command the spirit to come out of them, we command every spirit that's operating, Lord, under the spirit, Father, of anger, Lord, every spirit, Lord, every network of devils that have a grip on this man, this woman, that have overtaken them, that is messing with their lives, that is destroying their lives, is, Lord, is stealing their peace. Lord, I command in Jesus' mighty name, spirit of anger, come out of them. I command you, lose your power, lose your grip, lose your hold on them. In Jesus' mighty name, I command you, come out of them. Come out, up and out, out of them, out of them. I command in Jesus' mighty name right now the spirit of anger and every spirit that operates, that works under the spirit of anger, that works together with the spirit of anger, I say out of them. Loose your power, loose your grip in Jesus' name. I command, come out of them, loose them in Jesus' mighty name. You have no way, you have no hold on them, you have no legal right to stay in their lives. They have repented in Jesus' mighty name. I command you, come out of them. Come out of them. Loose your power. Loose your grip in Jesus' mighty name. I command. Loose them. Loose them up and out. Out of them out. Loose them. Loose them. Loose them. In Jesus' mighty name, I command every demonic power, every demonic spirit of anger, violence, rage, hatred, I say out. Out. Out of them in Jesus' name. Father, I release freedom. I declare freedom upon my brother and upon my sister, and I command this spirit, Lord, that was controlling their lives, that was manipulating their lives, that was messing with their lives, that was making them to get in trouble. I say, Breknoff, out of them, out of them, loose in Jesus' mighty name, loose them in Jesus' mighty name, come out of them, up and out, never to come back, Lord. If this thing came to their lives, Lord, because of involvement, Lord, in the past, Lord, with gangs, Lord, involvement, Lord, with angry people, Lord, involvement, Lord, with any type of drugs, addictions, whatever it is, Father, whatever the door, Lord, if this was a generational curse, Lord, I command the spirit of anger, violence, and rage, leave them now in Jesus' name. Lord, I declare freedom right now. Lord, I ask you, release the fire from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. The fire, I release the fire of God to break and to destroy this spirit. I command to come out of them in Jesus' mighty name. For you, devil, to stay, and this man, this woman is a torment on you in Jesus' mighty name. I command the spirit of anger out of them in Jesus' name, never to come back again. Lord, I declare freedom, I declare wholeness, I declare restoration, I declare and I decree freedom, freedom, freedom in Jesus' mighty name. I declare blessings, wholeness, restoration in Jesus' mighty name. Come out of them, never to come back in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I declare freedom upon my brother and my sister in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. My brother, my sister, it's been a great blessing to pray for you today. Please listen to this prayer as many times as you need to build up your faith, to help you in your process of freedom. And don't forget that the best days of your life is still ahead of you as you surrender your life to the will of God. God bless you. Bye now.